For the sake of fairness, we ask the English-speaking people to read the first three slides.
Shall we stand? 让我们一起起立。
请我们起立。
Verse 1, please.
Okay, verse 1, you should follow me to read them in English. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and send them into his vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour, and in the ninth hour, and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?"
"Because no one has hired us."
They answered, he said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard."
我们现在用中文读这从第八节，到了晚上，原主对管事的说，叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起，到先来的为止。
约在流出雇的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。
及至那先雇来的，
他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。他们得了，就埋怨家主说：“我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？”
家主回答其中的一人说：“
朋友，我不亏负你，你与我们讲定的不是一钱银子吗？
拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和你的一样，这是我愿意的。
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你们就红了眼吗？”
主，我们势力在你话语的面前。
Lord, I will stand before your words.
你是时间的主宰。
You are the Lord of our time.
你知道什么时间开工。
You know what the time to begin to work.
而且你已经定了收工的时间。
You have already determined the end of a day.
在这几班的工人的里面，有人被你呼召。
In all these hired ones, some were called by you.
有人劳苦重担的在葡萄园里面。
Some pay their heavy workloads in the vineyard.
主，有人后来进去。
Some came rather late.
有人在那边欢喜。
Some were rejoicing.
有人抱怨。
Some were complaining.
有一天我们在你面前的时候。
One day when we stand before you.
要决定在今天我们认识你的天国。
It will be determined by the kingdom of God as we recognize you today.
认识你看事情的观点跟角度。
We will understand your perspective of those events.
求你借着你已经写下来的话来让我们蒙福。
According to what you have recorded in your scripture, we will be blessed.
好叫我们今天知道怎么样为你而活。
So we know how to live for you in today.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.
这段圣经是蛮引起争论的。
Perhaps this is a very debating scripture.
通常查经班、查经小组常常会吵得面红耳赤。
Usually in the Bible study group and people will argue with red face.
有人说我看没有问题，可能你还没有看懂。
Some would say there's no problem for me because you don't understand.
我们先来走马看花一下。
Perhaps we will take a glimpse.
刚刚各位已经读过今天的经文，请问这里面一共有几班工人？
You have already read the verse. Can you tell me how many times Lord has gone to call them?
有几班工人？有人说四班。
Some said four.
有人说我觉得不是四班的，请举手。
Some would say more than four.
那是几班呢？哇，好厉害哈！五班工人，我们来看看好不好
？There are five times.
他们上班的时间是怎么样
So, what are the time they were called?
主耶稣的比喻里面说，清早一般犹太人太阳出来的时候，六七点钟是清早，他就呼召头一班。
First one says in the morning. That's about 6 to 7 a.m.
之后呢，到了四初，这个字不是雨啊，四初。
Then later say,
third hour.
The third hour, okay.
所以大概是早上九点钟。
It's roughly 9 a.m.
之后第六个小时午正。
Then sixth hour, which is noon.
是中午十二点钟。
12 noon.
那中文圣经很翻得很雅，叫申初。
Then the Chinese says 申初。
Ninth hour.
And says the ninth hour.
所以大概是下午三点钟。
Okay. It's about 3 p.m.
到了游初呢。
Again, 游初。
是 11th hour.
11th hour.
是下午几点？
5.
Yeah.
5 p.m. says here.
所以等等我们散会的时候我们说午正好你要知道是几点啊。
So you might greet each other with this new terms for time.
我们开完下会有大会之后我们说申初好。
And after we have completed our membership meeting, you can ask them, oh, you are greeting the world about at 3 p.m.
3 p.m.? Yes. 应该不会到3 p.m. 那几点收工呢？
When will the work be finished?
大约太阳下山。晚上六点钟。
About sundown, which is about 6 p.m.
所以几班工人
？How many workers？
四班、五班、五班哈，五班工人。
So、
那一天的工钱多少呢
？How much were they paid for a day's wage？
那你在这边写的说一中文说一钱银子。
The Chinese says 一钱 which means a denarius。
这是罗马时候的币制，是当时一个男人。做劳力工作的一天的收入。
This is a denomination in the Roman times in the Palestine. That is the wage of a person work for a whole day.
所以你很快算一下，你大概一天多少收入，你就算这一钱好了，好不好
？So whatever you're making today, it's about one denarius.
那在这里面，这个发薪的次序是怎么样呢
？So in which order were they paid?
我自己觉得。我头先看的时候我觉得主耶稣讲比喻哈、啊，可能讲错 forgive me.
He thinks maybe Jesus made a mistake in this parable.
因为这一段他发薪的次序是先来早上六点钟上班的先发薪呢还是下午五点钟来上班的先发薪呢
He were paying those people first for those that came on 6 a.m.Or came last is 5 p.m.
你刚刚读的圣经是早来先发还是晚来先发
？So which order were they paid, early or late?
我看了圣经，我就说主耶稣，你讲比喻不要这样子讲嘛，惹了很多的麻烦。
I pray to God. I say, well, why do you describe your parable this way? Because it caused a lot of troubles of interpretation.
所以你刚刚长老都翻都不敢翻了哈。我们这个神的仆人怎么敢跟我们的主来挑战呢
？So Pastor Caleb has the guts to challenge Jesus.
但是我再读的时候，我发现是我自己不懂，是我 miss the point.
So finally, he was like me. We understand we missed the point.
到底是长老而且他发薪的策略如何呢
So what was the strategy he used to hand out the wages?
那个不是立足点的平等是平头点的平等
It is not the equality according to where you stand but an equality according to how tall you are
Thank you The same height 那所以就引起很多的问题对不对
And it may brings out problems.
早来做工的一钱银子，晚来做工的也是一钱银子。
Whether you came to work a whole day or came to work only for one hour, you each paid one denarius.
你们读这些圣经没有觉得不公平吗
？Do you ever feel this is not fair?
所以这个问题就是是否有欠公平
？So the question is fair or not fair?
觉得不公平的请举手。
You think it's not fair, would you raise your hand?
觉得公平的请举手。
For those who think it's fair, would you raise your hand?
刚刚没举手的举手。
For those who did not raise your hand, raise your hand.
我们教会相怨人很多。
So a lot of our people in our church would rather to sit in the middle of the wall.
有一次我在别的地方讲这个的时候
前面有一个人讲得很大声说公平。
Last time when I preached this passage, there's one sitting up front and yelled out very loud voices, "It is fair."
我说为什么？
I asked him why.
他说我是下午五点钟上班的。
He said because I always go to work at 5 p.m.
所以这是懒惰人的公平。
So for lazy people, this is, he would think it's fair.
所以刚刚觉得不公平的，我相信我猜你们意思就是说早来晚来都拿一千银子，所以不公平，对不对？
For those who feel it's not fair, it's because the length of the hours you worked.
所以难怪那天在发薪的时候，那个只做一小时的，只做三小时的，后面那个早来的人一看，哦，他们拿一千，那我应该至少三千或者六千银子。
So that when wage were paid out, they paid out to the last one first with one denarius. So those people that work longer hours would imagine, oh, I would be paid maybe three denarius or six denarius.
所以如果你觉得一小时一小时这样算按实际叫公平的话，那你一定是社会主义者。
So if you think you ought to be paid hourly according to the length of time you have worked, you must be a socialist.
或者我们中国人，我们是共产主义者。
Maybe you are a communist.
那你说，我不觉得这样叫做公平。
And maybe you said this is not fair.
应该是按件计酬。
It should be paid according to how productive you are.
对不对？你如果做，你采葡萄采得多，你采一篮，我给你一篮的钱。
If you go a grape picking, the more you pick, the more you should be paid.
那通常呢，我们叫做这是资本主义的公平。
And this is the equality according to the capitalist.
有一个公司啊，有个单位，他的大老板董事长去视察。
And the company, the chairman of the board went out to inspect his company.
然后总经理呢就带着董事长到处查看。
So the general managers followed him and introduced him to everywhere.
哎呀，在仓库里面人赶看大老板要来，赶快搬呐、啊，搬东西啊，搬给大老板看呐、啊。
So the people in the field and in the working place, they all worked very hard to put up the show.
在办公室里面呢，哎呀，埋头苦写，埋头苦打啊。
And those sitting in front of a computer will work very hard with the keyboard.
结果大老板一看，有一个人他站在窗户外面，对外面就在看看风景。
Then he noticed this big boss noticed there's one person standing next to the window and looking out.
他抓了总经理说那个家伙把我开除，替我把他开除掉。
He grabbed the general manager says fire that guy.
那个经理说哎小声点小声点。
Then the general manager says keep your voice down.
他说那个人呢就是前些日子他有一个好主意，替公司赚了很多钱。
That guy is a visionary and creative person. His creation has enabled this company to make a huge profit.
所以大老板说，那这样得赶快找人擦玻璃。
Then the boss says, oh, hire someone to wipe the glass clean so he can see out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是资本主义的公平。
This is a capitalist's fairness.
那你说合理吗？
Is this reasonable?
在这一段的圣经里面，你看那个原主怎么回答？
You notice how the landowner respond.
他说朋友，我讲好的就是这样的价钱。
He said, friend, we have already agreed on how much you'll be paid.
如果你觉得我对别人特别宽了，你就眼红吗？
If you think I'm too generous to other people and you are envious.
所以这如果是这样的来辩论的话，这是法治主义的 legalist 的公平。
So, debating based upon contract is because they are legalist.
所以到底怎么样的公平，在看你在看什么事情的角度很有关系。
Therefore, fair or not depends on your perspective.
哎，刚刚可能有弟兄姊妹注意到，我们的那个夹页今天的听到笔记里面是说中文是说王的观点，对不对？
And in your handout, it says the king's perspective.
英文是一样，但是中文我现在打出来的是王的角度。
So it translated to Chinese says from the king's angle or perspective.
Yeah, perspective 跟 angle 这个字翻中文这两个都可以翻。
So both words can be translated the same way into Chinese.
我们继续往下看的时候，我特别想不知道各位知道不知道这句话。
As we continue to study this, I am wondering whether you understand this following
如果我们读一个文章，读一篇写作，或者特别读圣经，如果我们脱离它的背景来读的话，它只不过是一套托词，这套借词借口而已。
So if you take things out of a context and try to explain it, it may be just become an excuse or a pretext.
所以我们也英文来一遍，中文来一遍，好不好？英文 the English, we go with me.
Text out of context is a pretext.
中文来一遍，脱离背景的解释只是一套托词。通常我们读圣经的，我们福音派的。释经学的，至少我自己的学校是要在历史的背景里面来了解这段的圣经。
For us, most of us are the evangelicals, and we like to read the scripture into the context with its historical background.
也要在它的社会的背景里面来明白它到底当时的意义是什么。
In the context also includes the social background.
还有在他的文化的里面，在那种文化的里面，他的当时的意义是什么？今天的意义是什么
？And also into those days' cultural background as bring them forward to today's cultural background.
而且通常我们叫的前后文，就是语词学的前文后理，要在那个语词学的背景里面。
A particular verse need to be read.In the context, by understanding what it was described before and what was described after.
顺便讲一句，如果你这个了解了，今天我们白老的问题可以解决一大半。他不翻，拒绝翻译。
when you read your new bylaw, you should read it in the context.
Good. 当时在第一世纪的时候，跟今天你我。在办公室里面上班不大一样。
In the first century, the working environment is different from us today.
或者跟今天在农场里面种南瓜也不大一样。
It is also different from today's how the farms are being managed.
在 pumpkin patch 里面，那当时呢，大概是这样的情形。
This is a picture of.Probably what it was like in the two pictures was like before.
是这些工人他们要等工作，所以他们就都到人头市场，到上海站的门口。
So for those people, they're looking for a job. They go to the workers' market, just like today in not today in Shanghai.
In Shanghai train station.
Shanghai train station.
那很多的民工都坐在那儿。
Some of the workers.Are sitting there.
所以这些雇主他要请今天的工人，他就出去找这我要你，我要你来到我这边来上班。
So the people they are hiring, they will go there and look at them and says, "I want you and you and you and you come to work for me."
所以在这种背景的里面，就让你看见另外一个角度来看事情。
So from this background, you can look at this in a different perspective.
你说我不相信你一定是这样的对，但是你就看看这一段的圣经的里面，第六、第七节怎么说的。
Well, if you have any doubts, then you should read verses 6 and 7 again.
他说约在游出就下午五点钟的时候，当这个原主去找人，他就问这些还在人头市场里面，为什么你们还站在这个地方？
So about the 11th hour, which is about 5 p.m., and the owner, the landowner goes out and look at them and says, how come you're still standing around, have nothing to do?
你看这些工人怎么回答？他说因为没有人雇我。
The answer from those workers was because no one hired us.
如果从这个情况来看
from this situation,
你看见这些雇主去六点钟、七点钟去找工人。
You see the owners go out to hire people in 6 or 7 o'clock.
Yeah. 我先把你们摆成我们教会的都是老板，好不好？都是资本主义。
First, let me assume you all are boss of some company.
那你是出去找工人，你到人头市场上，你要找什么人？
So when you go out to the workers' market, what kind of people will you be looking for?
一个老头，一个壮汉，你找谁？
An old man like me, or a younger person like him.
一个大男人跟一个女人，你找谁？对不起，姐妹们哈。
A strong man, or maybe a feeble woman.
这劳力工作当然找男人。如果一个大人一个小孩呢？
A grown up or a child，
一个身上有残障的跟另外一个没有残障，你找谁？
Perhaps a handicapped or a healthy person，
一个很漂亮的跟一个不大漂亮的，你会找谁？
A good looking or not so good looking，
一个聪明的一个傻乎乎的这样的人，你找谁？
A wise intellectual or maybe uneducated.
一个高的一个矮的找谁？
A taller or shorter.
一个有的一个是无有的，你找谁？
For those who have versus those who have not.
一个有权有势的一个无权无势的，你找谁？
A person with power and possessions versus someone who's poor.
早上工跟晚上工是不是有差别？
Is there really a difference whether you got chosen early or later?
早上工的他生活有保障。
For those who get hired sooner, they have something to get paid for the day. They know early.
他早上六点钟到了，他六点半七点钟就有人说你来，他就去了。
So he arrived there at 6 a.m. and by 6:30 he's hired. So he's happy to be hired.
他里面很平安，很舒服。
He feels peaceful and comfortable.
他有期盼，盼到今天晚上太阳下山的时候，我要拿一个银钱回家照顾我的妻小。
He has hope because he knows by the end of the day he will have one denarius, that's a day's wage he can use to take home to care for his family.
有没有面子？
He has face.
我是一个有人要的。
Someone want to hire him.
晚上工的呢？
For those who get hired late.
人家老板来了， you, 你。Me? 他说 no, not you.
So the boss or the manager may come and says, I want to hire you and you, and you standing over here says, how about me? And the manager will say, not you.
这个人在那边等的时候没有希望。
This person will feel like hopeless.
等到九点钟，等到中午十二点钟，等到下午三点钟的时候。
By 9, by 12, by 3 p.m.
愁眉苦脸。
He feels sad.
我这个人是没有人要的。
I'm the person who's not needed.
虽然 Red Sox 打赢了，但是我没份呢。
Even though Red Sox has won, but I'm not one of the Red Sox person.
所以你愿意早上工还是晚上工？
So you would like to be hired the first or last?
有个基督徒跟我讲，我早点进去，我就在葡萄园吃葡萄。
A Christian one time told me, if I can get hired early, I have a more chance to eat the grapes.
这个主耶稣的故事就这样讲完了。
And the story ended.
主耶稣是为了讲故事而讲故事吗？
So, what's the purpose of Jesus' parable here?
他说第一节，他说因为天国好像。
And the first verse says, for the kingdom of heaven is like,
他用这一个比喻来讲一个特别的题目是天国。
So use this parable, he was explaining the kingdom of heaven.
跟在葡萄园里面发生的事情来讲天国的奥秘。
Use what happened during that day in the vineyard to explain the mysteries of kingdom of heaven.
他这边说天国像什么？
He said, a kingdom of heaven is like.
像什么？
Is like what?
我们有一个团契叫做什么？哎呀，他们葡萄园很得意哈。我们教会有个教会有一个团契叫做葡萄园。
We have, there's a fellowship in our church. It's called the vineyard.
可能这个之后每一个团契都叫葡萄园。
Perhaps from now on you would also like to change your name to vineyard.
因为主耶稣说什么是天国，他用葡萄园来讲天国。
Because the Lord Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a vineyard.
在那个地方有工作，很辛苦。
In there, there's work, even though you have to work hard.
但是在那边也有饱足，有期盼。
But in there, you can be fed, and in there, you'll have hope.
在那边有付出。
There you have to pay your price.
在那边你有贡献。
There you make your contribution.
我最近听说，可能在我们周报里面，蔡牧师的儿童事工，他有中文英文叫做 40 openings， 又有四十个缺。
So if you read, if you pay attention, the children's ministry, as posted by Pastor Tsai, they are 40 opening or 40 openings.
Yeah, 英文是 opening, 中文是 lack of 40 people.
So if you read that deeper, you know they are in need of 40 people.
所以我们只管生孩子，人家来管。
So we just produce babies and let someone else to care for it.
Okay, 这种人呢，叫做什么呢？
What do you call this kind of people?
一骂全骂到了，你们现在都在这儿啊。
Go ahead.
那个主人说，到了四处的时候，他到说，你们为什么在这边闲站？
So the landowner went out and says, why are you still standing there and doing nothing?
不光是四处，到了游出，到了下午五点钟，你为什么整天在这边怎么样？一起来。那么小声啊，整天在这边闲站。You standing here all day long, come with you, doing nothing. 哎，我在人头市场等得辛苦的要命啊。
And the worker would think, I've been waiting here patiently for the whole day.
但是主耶稣这个比喻里面说，如果你不在天国，不在葡萄园里面，你在外面就是闲站。
So if you're not in the vineyard, you're not in the kingdom of heaven, then you are standing around.
你喜欢闲站哈。
Do you like to standing around doing nothing?
那我们来看到这个，你看看比喻天国的时候，我们再看看这个天国的主人是怎么样的一个主人。
So now let's move on to see the owner of this land, what kind of perspective he's in.
这个原主到底他是怎么样的一个人？
What kind of person this landowner is?
也从这些工人的遭遇跟反应里面看见我们的情况。
From what happened to the workers and the response from the workers to see our situation.
这边讲故事的也就是天国的王。
The person who told the story is also the king of kingdom of heaven.
他也是那个葡萄园的园主。
He is also the owner of the vineyard.
如果讲简单一点，他是教会的主宰。
If you bring it closer to today, he is the head of our church.
他不是主任牧师，绝对不是。
He is definitely not the senior pastor.
他也不是长老。
Of course not an elder.
我们在他的底下，我们是小 under shepherd, under elders.
We are all being shepherded by pastors and elders.
他是那一位唯一的最大的原主，天国的王自己。
And he himself is the king of the kingdom of heaven, the owner of the vineyard, and the head of the church.
他为什么要雇工人？
Why would he want to hire workers?
你看看，蔡牧师多可怜，200个孩子，他要200个童工，他现在缺40个，不得了。
Pastor Tsai has 200 children to care, and he needs to recruit 40 more workers.
他说我的童工要被 burn out, 要累死了。
He said my existing co-workers is near the verge of burnout.
蔡牧师在他的童工不能来的时候，他就跳进去。
When there's someone for any reason was absent, he had to do it himself, Pastor Tsai.
所以你想蔡牧师还能够干多久？
You think how long Pastor Choi can be on that job?
所以他就来招工人。
So he cannot do that himself alone, so he needs to have more workers.
我有这么多葡萄要收成，不收成要烂掉了，所以赶快去找工人。
I have so much grape to harvest, and I need to get workers.
对吧？没有工作何必请工人？
If there's no work, why do we want to hire workers?
但是你再看看第六节，他说约在犹出的时候，这个主人，这个原主又出去，看见这些人，他说为什么你们整天在这边闲着？那个时候下午五点钟。
So about 5 p.m., the landowner went out and says, you've been standing around this whole day.
如果你的园子的葡萄来不及收，你知道太阳下山还有一个钟头，你需要去在最后再找几个人来采几个葡萄吗？
If you know the sundown is only 1 hour away, how much harvest can one do by hiring them at that point?
这个时候留下来的人，你原谅我说，是老弱残兵。
For those remaining workers, they are probably more aged or less capable.
已经被别人选了再选，选了再选，他仍然没有人要。
For those who remain after the early ones have been chosen,
原主说，你们也进我的葡萄园。
But then the landowner says, you can all come in to my vineyard.
我就看见这个天国的王，葡萄园的主人。
Now I see the king of the kingdom of heaven and also the owner of the vineyard.
他雇工人是为了他的工作，还是为了他的工人自己？对不起。
So he hired them is because he has work to do, or because he cares for those that haven't been hired.
每次在教会的里面，我们在找同工的时候
，Every time when we look for co-workers in the church,
我不是说好听的放长线钓大鱼。
I'm not saying a good thing for make you.Feel better by casting it long to catch a big fish.
等等，我们要选立这些新的长老跟执事。
So later we're going to have a confirmation voting for the new deacons and elders.
如果我有机会去跟这些候选人劝他们出来的话
，If I had a chance to convince those candidates to come forward to become a candidate,
我从这个故事学来的，我一定跟他说。弟兄或者姐妹
And from this story, I will tell those candidates, brother or sister,
我不但对你能够加入我们的同工团队，能够做很多事情，很盼望。
Not only I'd expect you to be able to join our co-workers team,
我对您，对你这个工人，我有很大很大的兴趣。
I'm also very, very interested in you to join us.
我有兴趣你在工作上面能够学习，能够更加的把你的恩赐发展出来。
Because I'm interested in you to develop and to use your gift in the service.
我有兴趣你在工作的中间满头大汗，但是你有那种自满而且欢喜，那个有期盼、有贡献的那种感觉。
Because I want you to join the co-workers team and you will be full of hope. Even though I have to work very hard, you will be full of hope and full of satisfaction.
没有你，没有我。
Without you and me,
我们的 Almighty, 我们的全能的神完全可以做所有的事情。
Our Almighty God can take care of everything without you and me.
他为什么来呼召你是为了你。
The reason he's called out to you to co-work is for your sake.
这是一个慷慨的家主。
This is a generous owner.
那些只做一小时的，只做三小时的，只做六小时的，他给他一天的工钱。
For those who work less hours, they also get paid. They all get paid with 1 day's wage.
这叫做恩典。
This is called grace.
这叫做福音。
This is called evangelism.
这位原主是一个连续人的，他看见那些没有人要的，他要他们。
This owner is merciful because he's willing to hire those that no one hires.
他知道他们的感觉。
He understands their feeling.
他能够体恤他们里面的心酸跟无依。
He cares and he understands their feeling.
哎，我想有个好办法。
I think there's a good way.
哎，何苦来哉？哎，一趟一趟去找工人。
Why do I just go? Why would I want to go to look for individuals?
读圣经要常常为主耶稣想想哈。
You should think for Jesus.
如果我是原主的话
，If I'm the owner,
哎呀，你们这些老弱残兵，省了省了。
Oh, for those that are elderly and
sorry, weak.
Those who are weak and you can relax.
Yeah, 我就到人头市场啊，发薪水好了，不要来了，就在这边免费招待啊。
And I can just go to the workers' market and cast out or pass out the wages.
好不好？
No.
这边我们教会没有懒惰人哈。应该我记得有的别的地方说好很大声哈。
And you disagree, which is good. I agree with you.
因为不做工、不服侍、白吃白喝，这个人对自己都没有尊重。
No, work to earn the wage is not self-respect.
对自己没有信心。
You have no confidence in yourself.
如果一个学生他做功课都是抄别人的。
If a student does his or her homework by copying other person's homework,
他越抄他越没有自信。
The more he or she copies, the more the less confident he is.
葡萄园的园主知道。
The owner of the vineyard knows.
他要这个工人回到家的时候。
When he wants the workers to return home,
跟家里面的家人说，我今天赚到这一钱。
And he wants this person to go home and tell them, I earned this wage.
因为我在葡萄园做了工。
Because I did my share of work in the vineyard.
我的主人招我的。
My owner, my lord, asked me.
主人尊重我。
He respects me.
他招我的能做的。
According to what I can do,
他照我的本相，让我有机会贡献我的力量。
According to the wages I am to contribute.
这是一个尊重人的原主。
This is an owner who respects person.
而且这个原主，他在讲这个比喻的时候，他是一个掌管时空的。
The person, the owner, when he preaches this parable, he is the one in control of time and space.
以弗所书说他是靠着己意来行做万事的。
According to, in Ephesians, he does everything according to his own will.
不在他的许可底下，一只天空的飞鸟都不会掉到地上。
If he is not, he does not permit. And none of the birds that are flying will fall to the ground.
他是那位万王之王、万主之主、宇宙万物的主宰跟创造者。
He is the King of the kings and the Lord of the lords and the sovereignty over everything.
他是那个绝对的坐标轴的中心点。
He is the center of the coordinate, a perfect registration.
所有的事情、所有的盖棺论定是他来做决定。
Everything about all things are determined by him.
谈到天国，到底你我猜的、你我想的，还是天国的主人告诉你我的？
With regard to kingdom of heaven, is that because of your own imagination, or it is because the king of the kingdom of God have told you so?
认识天国，认识教会，你最好听这位教会的主、天国的王来告诉你他的角度。
To know the kingdom of heaven, to know church, you better listen to the king of the kingdom of heaven.
我知道有一天我站在他的面前。
I know one day when I stand before him,
我在永恒的里面认识他的慈爱。
I will know his mercifulness in the eternity.
我认识他在我有生之年，在我十几岁的时候选召我进到他的葡萄园。
I will understand when I was a teenager, he had called me to be in his vineyard.
为什么我十四岁信主，到四十一岁才成为全职的传道人？
Why was that I became a Christian when I was 14, but it's only when I was 41 I become a full-time minister?
只有他说的，他说，好，我的仆人。还是你这又饿又懒的，是他说的。
Whether you are a faithful steward or you are a lazy person, it's determined by him.
他不但知道我的工作，
Not only he knows my work,
不光知道我工作的绩效果效，
not only also knows the productivity of my work,
他检查我的心肠和肺腑，他知道我里面的动机跟存心是为了什么。
He inspects my inner being and understands my motivation.
今天我们借着神的话，
In the word of God,
在他的角度来看一切的事情，
In his perspective to look at everything,
你看见那个原主跟你说他是谁。
You see the owner of the vineyard, he has told you who he is.
他在问你在这个葡萄园里面吗？
He asks you, are you in the vineyard?
Are you? 你在吗？ You? 你还是在外面闲站？
Or are you standing outside and doing nothing?
哎，我在教会外面，我忙得要命。
You said that I'm standing outside because I've been very, very busy.
你搞错了，那一天不是你说你忙得要命，是他说你闲站一辈子。
You might feel you're very busy outside the church, but the Lord would say you're standing outside doing nothing.
因为我喜欢听牧师讲道，所以我不要去服侍孩子。
Because I like to hear the preaching, therefore I don't want to be part of the children ministry.
当然我也害怕下个礼拜这些人全下去，也不得了啊。
don't just rush down, all of you. Don't.
如果你是工人，你是哪一般的工人？
If you are a worker, what kind of worker are you?
当我看见今天在崇在前面唱诗崇拜前面的一些照片的时候，
As we saw the slide presentation this morning,
我看见那几个主任牧师的照片。
I saw the pictures of our previous senior pastors.
我简直是 overwhelmed. 我觉得不配得不得了。
And I feel myself is not worthy, and I was really overwhelmed by what they have done.
我怎么能够跟焦元年牧师、李秀全牧师、庄楚坤牧师站在一起呢？
How can me be the continuation of Pastor Zhao, Pastor Li, and Pastor Zhuang?
李牧师在这个教会十八年是我的牧师。
When Pastor Li was in this church for 18 years, he was my pastor.
他是杨一哲牧师跟我的牧师。
He is the pastor of Pastor Eric Yan.
Eric, 你稍微站起来，我们看一下哈。那个不是李牧师，你不要搞错了啊，请坐。
Our missionary to Thailand.Pastor Eric Yan.
李牧师在这个教会摆上他十八年的心血跟他的最最精彩的年日。
Pastor Lee spent the golden age, the best part of his life in this church for 18 years.
他离开我们的时候，他五十八岁。
He was 55 years old when he left us to become a missionary.
他更早就被主呼召。
He was called by the Lord to become a full-time minister much earlier. 你知道
这样的牧师师母是第几班的工人吗？
You know, what time were they called according to this five?
最清早的九点钟的工人呐。
They were the 9 o'clock.
Oh, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Six is earlier.
我来到这个教会，我刚蒙召41岁。
I became a full-time minister when I was 41 years old.
来到这个教会已经是个白头老翁了。
When I came to this church, my hair has turned gray.
李牧师走的时候比我来的时候还年轻4岁。
When Pastor Lee left this church, he was 4 years younger than me.
我看见一件事情，我实在是那个游出的工人。
So look at myself. I'm the one who got called at 5 p.m.
中国人
Chinese.
好得意，华人教会人好多。
We're very proud of ourselves because we have a lot of people in our Chinese church.
我要在我们西国的弟兄姐妹面前、牧者面前，我告诉你。
So I want to tell you in front of our Westerners.
这些人他的民族在100年前是杀害神的工人，杀害。宣教士的
The Chinese ethnic group over 100 years ago, they persecuted the missionaries.
他们根本不配得到神的恩典。
They are not worthy to receive the grace of God.
现在大复兴在华人的中间，我说 why?
But the revival took place in the Chinese churches, and ask why.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，只有一个解释，恩典。
There's only one explanation, that is God's grace.
你在这里是恩典。
You are here because of His grace.
被神呼召进到他的葡萄园是恩典。
You called by God to enter His vineyard, His grace.
在葡萄园，在教会里面流汗、流泪是恩典。
You work hard, you sweat in the church to serve Him. It is because His grace.
让我们44岁的生日。
Let our 44 years anniversary
继续的在这个大的恩典里面，而且蒙恩的感觉里面来过吧。
Let us have our 44th anniversary continue to meditate to enjoy it in His grace.
我们不争取我们的权利。
We're not fighting for our privilege.
只争取我们能够在葡萄园里面有份。
We just want to be sure we can be part of the vineyard.
有福了。
Those are the blessed.
感谢主。